Hello, everybody. Today I'm doing a special news report on the UCS Republic gunship and just my thoughts on what the set looks like, different things I noticed about it, and just quick shout out to Christian from the LEGO Star Wars podcast. He has some cool stuff. You should go check him out. And if your podcast app allows you to do so, please leave a review. It would really help. And if you want to go check out my channel, Foxbreaker Studios, on YouTube, you can go check that out. Link is, I have the link on my podcast, the website on Anchor thing, so you could go over there and check that out, or you could just look for Foxbreaker Studios on YouTube. So, yeah, let's get into the UCS Republic gunship. Okay, so first of all, just to preface all this, anything negative that I say about this set is just because it may not be good part of it, but I'm just saying, I have so much respect for this set. This is, like, super awesome, and I'm not saying I don't like it, there are some things about it that aren't super, you'll see. So, and there was a lot of controversy over the minifigure changes, and I know there's so everyone on LEGO or something, they had like a poll, which minifigures do you want in the UCS gunship, and, most people said Jedi Bob and Commander Cody, but we actually got neither, which is funny, because like, you totally would have fit, but I did a little research, and, they've already had a few sets with both. So they've had a set with Mace Windu and Commander Cody both in them at the same time. So that makes sense that they wouldn't have both of them. A little bit, sort of, because they don't like to have the same minifigures. And then there's also, so Jedi Bob, I guess they made like one or two of him a long time ago, and I guess they figured that was good enough. But, they've made so many UCS, or not UCS, keep saying that. They've made so many Republic gunships, usually playsets, that with Jedi Bob or Commander Cody, that I feel like they just wanted to switch it up a little bit, do something different. They did put Mace Windu, which is cool, because we get a new minifigure. That's been in a few gunship sets, too. As far as Mace Windu, he looks pretty cool. His robe is kind of sandy. You can see just tiny little hints of sand stuff. And I think he has a double-sided face, or maybe not. That wouldn't make sense to have a double-sided face because he doesn't have any hair, so that'd be kind of weird. So, he comes with his purple lightsaber, which is cool. There's also a, clone trooper commander. It's sort of like Commander Cody. It's a phase one, I think, with the, like the fin looking thing. But it's orange, so it kind of think you would think it would be from the 212th, but I guess not, because it's not Commander Cody, that's for sure. So but it still looks cool. It's nice to have, but it's a little disappointing. So it's interesting. As far as the gunship, I haven't actually talked about the gunship yet. It's pretty cool. First thing is, it's not minifigure scale, so it's kind of pointless to have the minifigures, but I think that's just because collectors want minifigures, too. Like, whether they can fit or not, so they put those in, there's a mistake on the box and on the instructions. So, like, because most of the UCS sets are actually Imperial, like the Star Destroyer and the AT, there's rumored to be an AT-ST maybe next year or something like that. But they're just used to putting the Galactic Empire symbol on UCS Star Wars sets. And I think they must have just, I guess the graphic designers just forgot about it, because this also has the Galactic Empire symbol when obviously it should have the Galactic Republic symbol, which is really hilarious that they actually made that mistake. It's just funny because it went through it. They sent it to Lucasfilm to make sure that they would like that they liked it, the thing, and they totally didn't even notice it. I guess you'd have to be a real diehard fan to actually notice it. It's kind of funny, but yeah, it's interesting. But the thing is, it's they made so many already, just to get ready for the big rush, that most of them actually have they're just now starting to do the one, like, redesign it, and then, like, make the ones that aren't mistaked for the Empire versus Republic thing. But that's just gonna add rarity to this set, and I think there's gonna be a lot of snipers out at midnight on August 1st, just trying to get this set as fast as possible, just so you can get the rareness of it. And yeah, but I think it's awesome, because that'll mean it's gonna be more expensive and rare, so, you know, better for collectors. And if you keep it boxed, you can wait to get one that you would open till they fix the thing, and then just keep the mistaked one and sell it for like $1,000 in like 3 years after they discontinue it. So that's kind of interesting. The ship looks awesome. It's basically, it's 2 times as big as most of the UCS, or not, I keep saying that. Most of the, just the Republic gunships. It's about twice as big as most of them. But the nice thing is, I forgot to mention, so as far as the actual, set, they did remember to put the Galactic Republic symbol on the set, because there's a decal on the side, but it's just kind of funny that they forgot, they did it on the set, but then they forgot it on the graphic design, so I thought that's funny. So that's interesting. There's a few other different little cool things. So the cockpit parts, the place where you would have the pilot, like the clone pilot sitting, which, I mean, there's no clone pilot, but where you would have it sitting is like very large. It's a very large version of the usual cockpit piece that they do. It's just a lot bigger. So that's kind of cool. There's the little revolving, like, mouse. I'm just gonna call them, like, they look like little gyrospheres on the wings. I guess they're, are those guns? I really need to watch more Clone Wars. I don't have Disney Plus, though, so that's kind of a problem. It's, like, the only place you can get it for, like, a reasonable amount of money. But anyway, that's kind of cool. There's a few cool features. So the turrets look awesome. I gotta say, there's one on the back, and then there's two on the front. It looks really cool. I'm very impressed. It just looks awesome. And the little placard it comes with is pretty cool, too. Just has all the specs and stuff. It's interesting. Republic gunship manufacturer, blah, 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 blah. It's cool. There's like all the little gyrosphere looking things. There's 4 of them, because there's 2 on each wing and then 2 on the little in the side of the hangar. So that's kind of nifty. And then on the top, this comes with a lot of like gun like blaster turret things. So there's some that come out of the top of the gunship too, as well as there being the back one and then the 2 front ones. So yeah, it's interesting. And then there's 2 more forward, or, I can't tell if those are, like, giant missiles, or, because I know they're the back thrusters, but then they also extend to the front, so they're probably missiles and blasters, so that's kind of cool. The back part opens up, so you can, like, go inside, the thing. You can slide the wings backwards, to get to the hangar part, and it looks really cool. It works well, or I think it does. I haven't heard any complaints on YouTube about it yet, but it's interesting. I think that's mostly it. That's all I can say on it, because, you know, I don't, the set pictures I should have gotten higher quality ones, but I can't see all the features on it in these pictures, but, oh yeah, this is the Attack of the Clones version of the Republic gunship, and not the Clone Wars, and you may be thinking, what's the difference? Well, Attack of the Clones was the TV show, I don't want to confuse you. Attack of the Clones was the movie, and then Clone Wars was the TV show that was like the same thing, but it was animated, and there's a lot more depth to it. So this is the Attack of the Clones version, which is kind of cool. I don't really care. Some people were a little disappointed, but I don't really care. They both look awesome. There's a lot of people on YouTube getting kind of mad about the minifigure selection. I mean, I get that it's a disappointment, but I'm sure they have to give us they'll probably give us another Republic gunship playset soon, and that's gotta have Jedi Bob and Commander Cody. Even if it doesn't have Commander Cody, he'll probably come around soon. And we definitely need another Captain Rex, too. That would be awesome. It would have been cool if they put a clone pilot, too. That would have been nice, but, you know, no big deal. That's that, and I know M&R Productions did a video on why the set designers chose the minifigures they did for some weird reason. Just look at it. It's an interesting video. He gets kind of mad, though. It's funny. So that's it for today, mostly. Do you have anything else I want to talk about? So as far as buying the UCS Republic gunship, if you've ever heard of the Bricks King podcast, it's another LEGO podcast on, like, all platforms. But he had an episode with Solid Brick Studios about the UCS Republic gunship. And, yeah, it's very interesting. You should go listen to it just because it's very informative. And, yeah, he says it'll probably be gone in the first 10 minutes. It'll probably be out of stock in the first 10 minutes of its launch. And, personally, I'm actually going to stay up till midnight to get it, because I do want to get the mistake box and instruction manual, because those are going to be really rare soon. So, you know, I know a lot of people are planning to get it later, but you might have to wait 2 years for it, because it's probably going to be out of stock most of its lifetime. So you might want to get it at midnight, but, you know, if you can't stay up till midnight, if your parents don't let you, or if you're an adult and you just want to go to bed or something, I don't know. it's your thing, whatever, but, I think I want to get it as soon as possible, but it'll be nice and rare, so that'll be, add a lot of built-in rareness, so that'll be cool. That's it for today. Don't forget to leave a review if you can, and check out my YouTube channel. Give me a subscribe if you want to, and make sure to go check out the LEGO Star Wars podcast. And yeah, and that will be it for today's special news report thingy. So I will see you in the next episode. Goodbye.